Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On behalf of Kim Davis, we are requesting a full court review for this case of first impression. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I must say, we've been talking about this since 2015 when Kim Davis said she would not sign a same-sex marriage license. Of course, she's the former Rowan County, Kentucky clerk. And boy, she has been persecuted as a result, nonstop.
She has. So we now have filed a request with the full Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals asking all of the judges to be part of a rehearing of this Kim Davis case because it presents a matter of what's called first impression. We had a three-judge panel from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and they affirmed this jury verdict against her personally. But they indicated that this is potentially a, quote, first impression, close quote, meaning that Davis's case presents a novel or unique question of law for which the courts have not settled on an answer. The case has raised the question of whether a government official sued in an individual capacity and stripped of government immunity may assert a personal First Amendment defense to monetary damages, in this case for emotional distress.
Of course, the three-judge panel did not rule in her favor, so now we're going to the full court, or what they call it en banc, Sixth Circuit, that hopefully they can answer the question of this first impression, resolve the conflicts with Supreme Court precedent, and ensure that former government defendants standing before the court in their personal capacity don't lose their First Amendment protections.
Yeah, this is an interesting case. So there's several different facets to it. Number one, there's the question of whether there was adequate evidence, which I don't think there was, for the jury to award a $50,000 apiece award. One of the judges said, yeah, it's speculative. Definitely speculative verdict. They had no basis for which to do that. So that's part of the case. But the real question that they actually set up for eventual appeal, either to have the full circuit court of appeals rehear the case with all the judges rather than just three, or later on to ask the United States Supreme Court to be involved, is this case of first impression. And so here's the situation. If Kim Davis is sued as the representative of the Rowan County Clerk's Office, she sued in her governmental capacity. Her name may be part of the lawsuit, but it is the government that's the actual defendant. She is just an individual. So if she were to be removed from that position by resigning or some other reason, leaving that position during the litigation, what happens is you substitute another name of the new Rowan County clerk or the government official, because it's not the person that's the issue. They're just there in their representative capacity. They're like a figurehead representing the government. So if there is a damage award or an attorney's fee award, even though it has the name of an individual, it is against the government. And so the government is the one that's responsible. The government is the one that is enjoined. The government is the one that has to pay damages if there's a damage award.
Yeah, like I think about, say, our Sandra Merritt case. You know, it started out with Kamala Harris as Attorney General in California. Then it became Becerra. So it was that holding that position for the government.
That's exactly right. It's the person holding the position, their figurehead. Mm-hmm. So they have governmental immunity. You can't actually have the damages against them if there's damages.
It's not coming out of their pocket.
Yeah. That's right. But in this particular case, they were not able to succeed on that basis. So they changed in the litigation to try to come after her because the two plaintiffs, David Ermold and David Moore, who wanted to get a marriage license that actually invented this whole thing because they didn't plan to get a marriage license until they saw Kim Davis's name in the media. And then they targeted her for harassment. But in this particular case, they wanted to punish her personally. Mm-hmm. And so what they did was they asked They changed their litigation to come after her individually, not in her official capacity, but individually. In order to be sued individually, to be individually responsible, you have to argue that there was a clearly established law and that the person actually did not follow that clearly established law. So what's the clearly established law? Well, the Supreme Court decision came down on the last Friday of June 2015 and struck down the marriage laws that restricted marriage to one man, one woman. That really wasn't a clearly established law that Kim Davis herself immediately had to give a marriage license. So that's another issue. But in this particular case, what the court did was strip her of governmental immunity. So now it's just Kim Davis personally, not as a government representative, but Kim Davis personally. So it's the Ermolds versus Kim Davis in her individual personal capacity. So now the jury awards a total of $100,000, and then the judge tacks on attorney's fees and costs. And so it's at about $360,000 and counting against Kim Davis personally. So in that particular situation, Kim Davis should be able to raise the First Amendment as a defense. So, for example, if Kim, outside of this whole issue, had said something about these individuals and they sued her for intentional infliction of emotional distress, that they are upset, there's no calculated damages, they have no lost wages, no medical treatment, but they're upset and they want you, Kim Davis, to be responsible for paying them a sum of money for being upset. Kim Davis could raise the First Amendment as a defense. But if Kim Davis now is being sued in her individual capacity for what she did, and in this particular case, she refused to issue marriage licenses to everybody. Mm-hmm. And that is what they say caused them the distress, that she had said that she wasn't going to give it to them. And they said that that distress should be monetarily compensated. So they're coming against her as an individual. Kim should be able to raise the First Amendment as a defense. Just like, for example, in Schneider versus Phelps. In that case, that was a case where the Westboro Baptist Church, a very offensive kind of activity they did. They went to a funeral of a military person, and they picketed, they held up signs on the perimeter of where the funeral was being conducted outside. They held up signs against the military, against the war, against homosexuality, and they got sued, and a jury awarded damages for intentional infliction of emotional distress. The church appealed that case, went up to the United States Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court said, as offensive as they were, they, the church, are entitled to raise the First Amendment as a defense. And so the church won against that lawsuit. Kim Davis should have the same situation. And that's really the issue here. When an individual who is a government official now is stripped of all of their government protection and they're no longer protected by government immunity, but they are now standing there naked, if you will, without governmental immunity as a shield. And the question is, can you get damages against them for intentional infliction of emotional distress? The answer should be that the person, like Kim Davis, should also be able to raise the First Amendment as a defense. That's the case of first impression that the court was talking about, that the Sixth Circuit has not addressed and that the Supreme Court has not yet addressed. So that's the real legal issue here, and it's a very important one.
But, you know, I could just say that if the court doesn't intervene and rule appropriately here, I mean, think about every time somebody gets their hurt feelings and wants to go sue somebody, this is really a can of worms that could get opened up and be a mess.
Yeah, understand there's no lost wages. They were not able to present lost wages because they have no lost wages. They did not receive any medical or counseling, psychological treatment, so there's no out-of-pocket expenses.
And they got their license at another office.
Well, they got it from that same office.
Oh, did?
Yeah, they went.
I thought they went to another one.
No, they when she was in jail, they got it from another clerk in the office.
Oh, okay.
But with Kim Davis's name removed.
Okay.
Which is what she asked for. That's what she wanted. She wanted her name removed. That's it. But they could have gone to another office with no delay and come back to Round County and gotten, you know, the ceremony. But they chose not to. They wanted to target Kim. And now they said, well, we're offended by what Kim did. And we don't have any out-of-pocket damages, no compensatory damages, but you need to pay us anyway because we have hurt feelings.
Mm.
This would be a tragedy, people. Pray for this case. Right now it's pending at the Court of Appeals, asking them to rehear the matter. And then after that, whatever happens, this case is intended to go likely to the United States Supreme Court, a major case for religious freedom and for free speech. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.